Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly Wellness Radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Always catch our podcasts on KXORadio.com. This show will be no exception. It'll go up in about a week, so look forward to seeing you on the internet. We're there waving. We check you when you open up the site. We're there going, hi. So, welcome back. Our topic today is Family Drug Treatment Court. Our guest is Judge Leonard Edwards. He worked in Santa Clara County for 26 years, author, teacher, college professor, presenter, numerous awards. He's dedicated his life to children and families through the court system, serving through the bench. Welcome back, Judge.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to speak to my friends in Imperial County and hoping that they see the need for a family drug treatment court and will take steps to join in the momentum to create this court and see that it's functioning, you know, hopefully in the next few months.
You know, and we do need it. We need it. I unfortunately don't have a say-so, but in my opinion, we do need it because, again, we have a high rate of children that are removed due to drug abuse. We have a high rate of poverty. We have a high rate of, you know, just kids who... Yeah, pregnancy, high rate of pregnancy. There's so many things that are against us, but I think because we're a small county, we can work together. But I don't know how it would start.
So well, if we were going to build one, Judge, where would it start?
Well, I think Maria just put her finger on the important part. You either come together as a community and work together, or you're going to fail as a community. And the Family Drug Treatment Court is a wonderful starting place to bring people together around the children with the biggest problems, the families with the biggest problems, those are the ones who end up in court, and to try to solve their problems. And by doing so in a coordinated way, the success rate will rise. You will do better. You won't succeed in every case because no community can, but you will succeed in many more cases, and your services will be coordinated. Everybody gets at the table. Everybody helps problem solve. And little by little, you see that things can work much better for families. That was our discovery. We didn't do very well right at the beginning because we weren't working well together. But over time, we smoothed out the wrinkles, and suddenly families were doing better and better. And I've sent you an article that I hope that any of your listeners will ask for a copy of, and you can send it. The article points out that we have data, we have studies, we have research which shows that these courts work, that children are returned to families sooner. They stay in out-of-home care for shorter periods of time, and that families are more successful in reunifying. All the things that the court wants to do, we do better with a family drug treatment court.
If Imperial County was going to step forward tomorrow and make big strides and get this done soon, who would be the champion?
A family drug treatment court cannot succeed without judges taking the lead, because it is a court. You have to have a judge or judges who want to make it work. And you have the judges that I met in Imperial, I haven't met them all, Judges Ulloa and Kwan are outstanding judges, and they are leaders. And when they call the meeting and say, let's talk about this, that will be the leadership that will start the program going. So without their Without their leadership, you can't start it at behavioral health. The public defenders can't start it. It's got to happen in the court system, and that you have the leaders who I think can do it.
Because it is a court-based system.
Absolutely. So, court-based system, and to go back to Maria's point a little earlier, the judges are going to make it possible and actually ensure that the service providers work together.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.